for a little ride.
Now you can share the topics that drive the discussions of your favorite talk shows with TalkStream Live's topic-driven talk radio.
We gotta talk.
Take a drive.
List and promote real-time talk radio topics, or post the topics that you want to hear. Hot topics are tweeted and retweeted, and include simple click-to-listen audio links. The future of talk radio is topic-driven talk radio.
That's what I call real drive.
Available now at TalkStreamLive.com.
He became a millionaire by the age of 30, but ended up in bankruptcy, losing it all by the age of 40. The amazing story of one man driven to the brink of death after becoming the victim of an embezzlement scheme. After planning his own suicide, he turned to God and discovered a secret so powerful that it changed his life forever. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle is more than just one man's story of beating the odds and rebuilding his life after a total financial collapse. It's a book that reveals a life-changing prayer method that anyone can use to find hope during life's darkest financial trials. You will learn how to enlist God's help in solving your financial problems. The biggest prayer mistake most people make when approaching God with a financial need. How prayer can provide you with immediate answers and direction to your most pressing financial issues. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle, an Amazon.com bestseller from James L. Paris, the editor of ChristianMoney.com. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle, available in paperback or for Kindle from Amazon.com. You're listening to A Reporter is Plunged into the Dark World of Money Laundering and the Worldwide Crime Network when he stumbles across a scam so big that his life is on the line. Now the true story can finally be told. An investigation that will take you across the globe to England, Eastern Europe, Australia, Panama, Africa, and New Zealand. How an international network of money launderers got away with more than $100 million stolen from the Christian community. Exposing the Ponzi Masters is the true account of one man determined to expose the truth and the legions that tried to stop him. A story so dark that you won't believe what you are reading. A story so important it's being monitored by government agencies worldwide. Exposing the Ponzi Masters, a true crime expose from James L. Paris, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com. Exposing the Ponzi Masters, available on Kindle from Amazon.com.
This is Jim Paris Live, your source for money and political conversation from a Christian perspective. And now your host, the author of more than 20 books, and the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com, James L. Paris.
All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the live broadcast. It is great to be with you tonight. Jim Paris with you here, Jim Paris Live, editor-in-chief of the website ChristianMoney.com. And wow, what a week that we had here at ChristianMoney.com. I got a phone call on Monday from the producer of Coast to Coast AM. And for those of you that don't get up in the middle of the night and listen to the radio, you may not know about this show. But it is syndicated by the same people that syndicate Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck, I believe. And they've got like 9 million listeners a week to this program. And I was on there last year for about 45 minutes, and we were flooded with book orders, with phone calls, with traffic to our website. It was like I had won the lottery to be on there for 45 minutes. And this time I get a very nice phone call from Tom Danheiser, who's the producer there. And he says, look, we've had somebody that has canceled out on us, and we're in a situation where, you know, we know it's the last minute, but we need a guest to be on the program tonight for 2 hours. And I said, wow, I'm in. And so did the program, and we're absolutely flooded, and it's still happening. I mean, the email, every time I reply to all the emails, it's filled up again. The book sales are off the charts over at Amazon. I don't know how many new bestseller lists the book How to Pray for a Financial Miracle has hit this week. But my special thanks to George Norrie, the host of Coast to Coast AM. It was great to be with him, and man, That's going to just be a boost for our website and our book sales and everything in between for several months. So we're super excited about that. Tonight, my guest in just a couple of minutes is going to be pharmacist and nutrition expert Ben Fuchs. And this guy is very, very interesting. If you have ever been confused about vitamins and supplements and just health and nutrition in general, this is one guy that I have to tell you that when you listen to what he has to say, you understand it. At least I do. I mean, most of these nutrition people and medical people you hear on the radio, honestly, I can't understand anything they're saying. And most of the time, it's so complicated, and they're telling you to do so many different things that I don't really know where to begin to implement a plan. So we're going to be putting him on the hot seat tonight, pharmacist and nutrition expert Ben Fuchs, and we're just going to be asking him stuff like, look, should you take a multiple vitamin or should you get like all individual vitamins? What else should you be taking? You know, I'm almost 50 and now I'm reading all this stuff that I should be taking supplements to boost my testosterone. I'm hearing infomercials that say that I should be, drinking something called kefir, which I started drinking, and it's sort of like yogurt. And it's just all this stuff out there, and you don't know who to listen to, and there's so much of it that you just kind of want to throw your hands up in the air and do nothing. And I don't do that because I do know that vitamins and nutrition, all of that does work, but you just kind of get a plan together. So we're going to do that tonight, and you can join in with that. You can call in with your own questions and ask nutrition expert and pharmacist Ben Fuchs your own, give him your own scenario. Or if you don't call in, it's just going to be like my one-on-one consultation for 45 minutes, which I'm not going to mind that at all. So I really don't care tonight if anybody calls in or not. I'll take the 45-minute consultation, and you can just eavesdrop on what he's advising me to do. Taking a look over here at my Twitter feed, this was in the news today. A man was arrested after climbing the White House fence. Probably not a good idea. Business buzz, McDonald's is doing a free coffee promotion from March 31st to April 13th. So that's tomorrow, and it looks like it's going to be for 2 weeks. Now, before you get overly excited about the generosity of McDonald's and the free coffee deal, it's going to be a small coffee, which if you've ever been to McDonald's and seen the small coffee, it's like the size of a shot glass. So, I'm not going to go over to McDonald's to get that. I mean, there's a McDonald's on the way to my Taekwondo school that I train at. Maybe if the coffee that I have runs out, and I'm just a couple blocks away from the Taekwondo school, I might just swing through the drive-thru to grab my free, tiny, small coffee. Hey, look, it's free, right? So we can't complain about it. I love free things. Tomorrow is March 31st, and that is the deadline to sign up for Obamacare. So if you don't have insurance in place, if you don't have health insurance, and you don't sign up tomorrow, then you will be paying a fine when you file your tax return next year. There's a big article about this over at my blog, blog.christianmoney.com. But here's one thing you should know. You know, even though it is the last minute, what they're saying now at the White House is as long as you have the process started, so as long as you have gone to the website and got as far as you could to kind of demonstrate that you're trying to get signed up in time, that they're going to give you more time. So it's not like you've got to get it all done by tomorrow. You just have to go and get signed up, at least get the ball rolling. And that's good news for those of you that are still trying to put something together. Of course, you know from my blog and my prior programs that we are a big advocate of Christian medical sharing as an alternative to Obamacare. People who join a qualifying religious healthcare ministry are exempt from Obamacare. That is right from the law. And so I'm exempt. I am in Christian medical sharing. But I will tell you that I had a relative contact me this week who is college age, and she told me that she went to the Obamacare website and put in all the information, and she's going to get free health insurance now because of the tax subsidies and all that. So if you're someone that has a lower income, maybe you're still in college or you just have a lower income, you might want to look at it because, number one, it doesn't discriminate against pre-existing conditions, so you can get in if you have a pre-existing medical situation. And if you have a lower income, it might be affordable for you. It might be, in your own case, a good thing. So we have never said that Obamacare across the board is a bad thing for everyone. Some people may find it to be a really good opportunity for them individually. I don't think it's a good idea in terms of just macroeconomics, you know, putting the government in charge of that large of a segment of our economy, but it is what it is, and it's there. And if you have not signed up, this is your last chance. And this is something people don't understand. When I've been out in public this week, and I've mentioned it to some folks, and they've said, oh, you mean for a few weeks then? No, this is it. If you don't sign up by tomorrow, then you won't be able to get insurance, health insurance, until January of next year. And so this is how it's going to work. It's an enrollment window, and the theory behind this is that it will prevent you from being able to just jump in when you get sick. You can still jump in next January, but you can't sort of jump in July if you get into a medical situation. So this is why they have the enrollment window, supposedly to prevent people from, you know, jumping in the plan the day after they get sick. But again, you will be subject to the fine if you don't have another plan in place or if you're not exempt. There are different exemptions. It's very interesting to actually read the law. Apparently, if you are an American Indian, you're exempt. I mean, just weird things. I mean, okay, why should they be exempt? I don't know. I mean, they have the gambling casinos, and now they're exempt from Obamacare. My father told me this, that somewhere in my history is Indian. In fact, we worked out the math, and I'm like 1/16th Blackfoot Indian. And I have seriously started to think about this. Maybe I should try to claim that heritage. Maybe there's something there for me. Maybe I can get my cut of the gambling profits and get some other government benefits. But good news, if you're an American Indian, I guess you're not subject to Obamacare. So interesting. This is another fascinating story. You'll see this on my Twitter feed, twitter.com/James L. Paris. I started seeing stories about these banks committing suicide. And I started seeing these stories a couple of months ago. And there were some people in the very beginning that said, oh, look at this. Look at all these bankers committing suicide. And at the time, there was only maybe two or three. But someone has now started compiling this. And there is a very significant number of people in the financial community, in the banking community, not only in Europe, but also here in the United States. We're seeing these mass suicides. It's just fascinating. I don't know what to make of it. I don't know what it means, but it's interesting to look at it. Also this week, if you listen to Alex Jones, which I do, and I don't agree with everything he says, and that's always a tough thing with Alex Jones listeners. If you don't agree with everything with Alex, then they want to argue with you. They want to, you know, take you to task. I think like probably 90% of the time I'm with Alex Jones. We disagree on Bitcoin and a couple of other minor things, but I listen to his show almost every day, by the way, and it's a good show. And he had a guest on this week, Max Kaiser, who I also like, and I watch him on Russia Today television. Max Kaiser is a little bit over the top, a little bit bombastic. You have to kind of measure what he says, maybe discount 30% or 40% or a little bit more. In any case, supposedly there is a new book coming out this week, and I didn't catch the title of it, but I'm sure if you go into Google, you'll find the title for this. But it's a book coming out this week that says that a bunch of the major Wall Street firms knew in advance about 9/11 and were supposedly trading options where they would make money when the airline stocks dropped and the stock market dropped. It sounds far-fetched, and I'm not one to sign on to the conspiracies in general, but it's interesting to hear that a book is coming out on it. So I'm sure that the author will be on Alex Jones and a lot of those types of shows, and we'll have to see what develops from that. But again, Very, very busy week. We're still trying to catch our breath from the appearance on Coast to Coast AM this week. And again, our thanks to George Norrie. Well, we're going to bring him on right now. He's a fascinating guy, and he probably doesn't know this, but I listen to his show on and off on Genesis Communications Network, which, by the way, I'll let the cat out of the bag. It looks like my show here. We're going to go back from we were on terrestrial radio for years, then went to internet only. It looks like we're going back to terrestrial radio, and it looks like we're going to be finding a home at Genesis Communications Network on Sunday night. So that's super exciting. But his name is Ben Fuchs. He's a pharmacist, but he's kind of a unique pharmacist because rather than giving you something from behind the pharmacy counter, he would rather give you a nutritional supplement. And he's one of the only guys that talks about nutrition that I can understand. I mean, any of these other shows, they're talking about things that I can't understand it, and they give you so many different things to do that I just throw my hands up in the air and say, forget it, I can't understand it, it's too complicated, I can't stand at my sink in the morning and take, you know, 69 pills. I don't have time for that. So I just have thrown my hands up in the air. I want to learn about nutrition and nutritional supplements, and we've been wanting to have somebody on for a while. I listened to his show. He's a very interesting guy, and this is his first time with us. Jim Ben Fuchs, good to have you with us, sir.
Oh, Jim, you know, listen, I want you to be my publicist because you hit the nail on the head, dude. You nailed it. That's exactly what I do.
Jim, sure, go ahead.
But we have an echo. We have a very bad echo, and I can't hear you. You're very choppy. Can we maybe reconnect or something? I don't know. Is there a speaker opener?
I don't know that there's a speaker open. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and disconnect with you, and I will have my producer dial you back up and just reconnect. Okay. All right. They're telling me it's me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to disconnect, and then I'm going to reconnect. So here we go. All right, so I am back now after I reconnect. Now, let me check one other thing here in my settings. Everything's the same as it usually is. So I did disconnect with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, but my producer, Joy, will be getting him back on with us. And I want to open up the phone lines, too, tonight, because you're probably somebody like me that has been confused by this whole thing. I mean, where do you start? I mean, do you get the multivitamin meal? Do you go for that, or do you get away from that and you get all the individual vitamins? I mean, these are just questions that I've always had. And then you read articles that say that vitamins are no good, that you're just flushing your money down the toilet to purchase vitamins. So these are things I'm concerned about, and I'm going to be turning 50 in about 8 months. And so I'm eating additional things, like, for example, that I should be taking a supplement to boost my testosterone. Then they tell you at night you should be taking melatonin to go to sleep. And then now the new thing is this Garcinia Cambogia, where Oprah Winfrey's, like, lost a whole person in weight. Dr. Oz, you know, all this stuff. So anyway, he's back with us in Pharmacist Ben, I hope this is a little bit better. Can you hear me now?
Much better. Oh, yeah, much better. Thank you, Jim.
Okay, fantastic.
That was amazing. You know, you hit the nail on the head because that's my mission in life is to make these highfalutin ideas that have disempowered us as individuals and place the power into the world of authority at the expense of our power. My mission in life is to expose that and to make it easy for the average person to understand how their own bodies work. You know, most of us know more about our microwave ovens than we do about our bodies. You know, we can program our TVs. We can do all kinds of stuff with our Xboxes and our cable, but we can't program our pancreas or our body. We don't know how our bodies work. And so my mission in life is to take it out of the realm of the esoteric, if you will, the realm of the mysterious, and put it into the realm of the very easy to understand. Because at the end of the day, your illness is not hard to understand. And if you listen, when you listen to my program, that's the message I want people to get. That's why I call the program The Bright Side, is because it looks like, you know, everything's falling apart in terms of our culture, in terms of our societies, in terms of our bodies, but I wanted to let people know that the divine force, the healing force that we all are privy to and we all own, it's our birthright, this divine force. We have it in our bodies. That this divine force can reverse and heal and regenerate. It's designed to do that, anything that we have, theoretically anything. But you got to have the raw materials to do, you got to provide the system with the raw materials to do its work. And as you know from most of my show, it's always spiritual first. Then it's mental, then it's emotional, and then it's physical. So if you're healing or you want to be healthy or you're sick and you want to reverse it, you got to start off spiritually at all, whatever that is for you. Now, I'm not here to proselytize, just saying in a generic sense, you got to have a spiritual connection. And then mentally, you got to think correct thoughts. Every time you think a thought, it gets converted into literally your body, literally. You think a good thought, it creates a good compound in the body. This is literal. This is not poetic. It's not rhetorical. It's literal. And same with feelings. Mental and emotional are almost like the same thing. And then it's physical. Once you've addressed your other needs, getting on a good nutritional supplement program, making sure you're eating correctly, making sure you're putting just the right amount of stress in the body via exercise and stimulation is the core to physical well-being. And there's no prescription drug on the planet, and there's no doctor, device, surgery, protocol, nostrum, whatever, on the planet that can access this for you. We can do it ourselves. We're plugged in ourselves, and that's my message. And I hope it is a compelling message, and I know people are responding to it because deal is out of control in your own body, no?
Absolutely. And I want, you know, I'm so excited about what you're doing. I've seen, like, where you can join your club and even offer the supplements, because we have a huge amount of people on our website. I'm probably going to sign up for the whole deal, but let me start with you, like, at square one, where I think most people are at. I walk into, like, a GNC, and I am
right.
So confused that I don't know where to go. And when you look at just, like, a basic startup kit for somebody, what's the basic stuff you should
Here's the basic deal, okay? And I do a presentation I have for many years I call the 8 Chapters of Good Nutrition, because just how you explained it, that experience that you have when you go into GNC or Vitamin Cottage or health store or whatever, health food store, whatever, you look at I do it myself, and I've been a pharmacist for 30 years, okay? You look at the friggin' shelves, and you go, where do I begin, right? What the heck do I do? I don't know what to do. So what I do, and what pharmacists really do, are trained to do, and I practiced traditional pharmacy for many years, what we're trained to do is take complicated information and simplify it. Hey, that's our job. We do it with drugs. We do it with chemistry. We do it with diseases sometimes. But I've taken it upon myself to do it with nutrition. That's why I call myself the nutritional pharmacist. I want people to understand so that I want to simplify the world of nutrition, to clear up the confusion. It is vastly confusing. It's hard to do. But that's my specialty, and that's my job. So I do it by dividing all the world of nutrition into what I call the 8 chapters of good nutrition. All right, so I don't know if you want me to just talk about that, but I'm just going to give you a succinct, in a nutshell, the 8 chapters. It usually takes 3 hours to do. I'm going to give it to you in a nutshell. Protein, number one, it's the bulk of your body. The core of your body is protein. You're not going to get it from food really effectively, because cooking changes it, and you know, you'll get some from meat, but you can't really eat a lot of meat. The best sources of protein are going to be eggs and a protein supplement, whey protein supplement, best sources. If you're vegetarian or vegan, I should say, or you have problems with whey and egg, then you can go to hemp seed protein. That's another good protein. But the best one is probably whey and egg. Those are the two best. Then, the need for protein is accelerated or increased when you're sick, when you're breaking down, when you're degenerating, when you're elderly and frail, when you're surgical or post-surgery or pre-surgery, when you're healing from any kind of burn or wound or trauma, protein is incredibly, incredibly important. Okay, there's different kinds of protein, et cetera. Here's the problem with protein. Now, people don't digest their protein. You got to work on the digestive system as well. But that's another story. Then the second chapter is fat. Very, very misunderstood. There's two fats that you absolutely positively have to get, or you're not going to be your body will not be able to function to its God-given maximum capacity in terms of processing and metabolizing and growing and developing and healing and all the things we like about having a body, and those are called essential fatty acids. Now, in the world of nutrition, there are 90 nutrients that are essential. This is it's an incredibly important word, unbelievably important in the world of nutrition. It may be the most important essential, three syllables you'll ever hear in the world of nutrition, okay? It's the most important word, certainly, essential. And to understand this word, it will, if you really understand this word, you'll understand why you must supplement. Must, even though it's not a perfect system, you still must supplement. Essential means that if you don't have it, Jim, if it's not in your body, there is something in your body that will not be running as effectively as it should. So if we're interested in being a Ferrari versus a 1972 Ford Pinto putting down the down the block, if you know what I'm saying, with baling wire and chewing gum and duct tape taped around the bumper so the bumper doesn't fall off, you know what I'm talking about? And the window is taped over with plastic. If we want to be that, then we should be deficient in nutrients. If we want to be a Ferrari, we want to make sure our body has abundant, copious, essential nutrients that the body cannot live without. And those are the vitamins and the minerals and the amino acids that I'm talking about. Two of them are essential fatty acids, and they call them omega-6 and omega-3. Now, you need them both. I don't want to get into which one's more important. You need them both. Some nutritionists will tell you one's more important than the other. Others tell you the other one. You need them both. The third, the eight chapters of good nutrition is carbohydrates. And interestingly, there are essential amino acids in the protein realm, in the protein category. There are essential fatty acids, as we just said, but there's no essential sugars. Carbohydrates are a type of sugar, or sugar. It's a generic term for sugar, carbohydrates. And so carbohydrates, there's no essential need for them. However, in nature, carbohydrates are usually embedded with a lot of really good stuff in what we call vegetables and plants. This is where the vast majority of our carbohydrates is in vegetables and plants. And so by eating vegetables, when you eat the carbohydrates and vegetables, you get all these little cofactors, and they're not considered to be essential nutrients, but they're very good to have. They protect your skin from wrinkling. They protect your bones. They fight cancer. They keep you anti-age. All kinds of benefits to these compounds. And those three nutrients right there, they comprise what we call macro nutrition. That's the things you need in lots of. This is the stuff that provides for running your body. It provides the raw material for running your body, macronutrients. Now, I could have included fiber and water, and I do in my presentations, but for now we'll just say protein, fat, carbs. These provide the building blocks for the body, the raw material with which the body will be constructed. Okay? The body's a construction, and only God knows how this happens. Nobody knows how this happens, but the body's constructed from these three major raw materials. The second class of nutrients are called your micronutrients. That's as opposed to macronutrients. And micronutrients, Jim, are like magical pixie dust. That's the best way you can think of the micronutrients. They're like the activating force that turns the energy and the raw material from the protein, fats, and carbohydrates into an activated form that we call life. They activate the energy that's in the big nutrients. They're the magical pixie dust. The vitamins and the minerals are magical pixie dust. Now, the chemistry of it is absolutely mind-blowingly astounding, and it works at the quantum level. And I don't, you know, if anybody's interested in quantum or, you know, there's any nerds out there listening, it's incredibly fascinating. But for now, we'll just call it magical pixie dust that activates the protein and the fats and the carbs. This is why you don't want to eat foods that are devoid of micronutrients, but yet have lots of macronutrients. You know what we call that kind of food, Jim? You know, kind of food that has lots of macronutrients but no micronutrient magical pixie dust activated? We call that junk food.
Like a Big Mac would fall into that category.
A what? Big Mac
or French fries?
A Big Mac, all of that. That gives you lots of macro, but no magical pixie dust. And so the body's got all of this energy floating around, and it doesn't have a magical pixie dust. And guess what, Jim? If I could tell you, here's some magical pixie dust that you can take supplementally, do you think that's a good idea to do, especially if you're eating McDonald's? You better believe it is. It'll save your life. This is why study after study after study shows that if it's done correctly, and I mean correctly, strategically, and this is where a system is so important, because you can't just have, you have to have the right proportion. It has to be magical pixie dust that occurs in a formula. And this is why I say supplementing is an unfortunate thing that we have to do. Because this should be in part, mankind has ruined the planet. We supplement because we don't have any other options. You know, we should be in the Garden of Eden. We should be eating the fruit of the trees. Or, you know, we should be eating the plants, and we should have wonderful soil. But we're so
stupid.
Ben,
let me jump in and do a quick review because we've got a break coming up here. So what I want to just make sure that we have so far, number one, protein is the most important thing that we eat. And we can get that from eggs and whey. The supplement, you know, those are the best sources.
Those are high dense sources, but everything is going to have a protein. You know, asparagus, broccoli, apples, everything's going to have a certain amount of amino acids in it.
Right, but like a chicken breast, broiled chicken breast, you know,
right,
that would have
dense protein.
And then we move on to fatty acids, omega-6, omega-3, and then carbs from green leafy vegetables. I assume that would be the best place to get carbs.
All vegetables, not just green leafy vegetables. All vegetables, and that should be the bulk of our calories coming from vegetables.
What we're going to do is take a break. When we come back, we'll get into the rest of these. And the website is pharmacistben.com, pharmacistben.com. And then when we come back from the break, what I'm also going to do is ask you to tell us if on your website there's a place people can go to get not only all of this information, but also sort of like a starter kit. Like if you just want to get a basic getting started package, like what that would be. So we're going to ask him about all of that when we come back from the break. We're going to be taking your phone calls as well. Now, this is your opportunity, folks, to talk to one of the smartest guys out there when it comes to nutrition. So if you're not doing well health-wise, you know, if you're on a bunch of prescriptions, blood pressure medication, cholesterol medication, being treated for diabetes, you're having all these medical problems, and what you're doing isn't really helping, why not at least try to add some new things to that to see if you can't get out of that cycle? And so this is going to be your opportunity to call in with your questions as well. 888-287-3316, 888-287-3316, or you can send your questions by email, jim@christianmoney.com. jim@christianmoney.com or 888-287-3316. Of course, the questions by phone come before the questions by email. We'll take a break here. This one is going to be 4 minutes long, Ben, so you can stretch your legs, and we'll be back right after this. Hello, everybody. This is Jim Paris, editor-in-chief of the website christianmoney.com. Recently, I did an event in Chicago unveiling a brand new service called Christian Money Plus. It's been years in the making, and I'm super excited to let you know that it is now available. At the centerpiece of this new program is the ability for you to have unlimited access to me personally using the internet. You'll also receive my 12-page newsletter mailed to your home each and every month. Now, there are tons of other benefits, such as our suite of financial calculators, model portfolios, and much, much more. Right now, I'm offering several bonuses to our new subscribers. Some of these bonuses include a video on how to use the internet to raise money for your idea or project. This is money you will never have to pay back. There's also a second video on how to save money by dropping cable TV, and I also cover on this video how to get free home phone service for life. Yes, you can drop cable TV and still get hundreds of channels on your television set legally using the internet. All of that, including how to get the free home phone service for life, all of that on your second bonus video. Additional bonus reports include how to opt out of Obamacare, as I did, and save thousands by joining what's called Christian Medical Sharing. Another bonus report shows you step by step how to stop Google from spying on you. All of this information is available right now to subscribers of our brand new service, Christian Money Plus. I sure hope you'll consider joining us. All of the money that comes in every month from Christian Money Plus goes to further the mission of our website, christianmoney.com. Check it out today. That's christianmoneyplus.com. Again, that's christianmoneyplus.com. You can subscribe right now and access all of these bonus reports within a matter of just a few seconds. Check it out right now. That's christianmoneyplus.com.
He became a millionaire by the age of 30, but ended up in bankruptcy, losing it all by the age of 40. The amazing story of one man driven to the brink of death after becoming the victim of an embezzlement scheme. After planning his own suicide, he turned to God and discovered a secret so powerful that it changed his life forever. How to pray for a financial miracle is more than just one man's story of beating the odds and rebuilding his life after a total financial collapse. It's a book that reveals a life-changing prayer method that anyone can use to find hope during life's darkest financial trials. You will learn how to enlist God's help in solving your financial problems, the biggest prayer mistake most people make when approaching God with a financial need, how prayer can provide you with immediate answers and direction to your most pressing financial issues, how to pray for a financial miracle, an Amazon.com bestseller from James L. Paris, the editor of ChristianMoney.com. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle, available in paperback or for Kindle from Amazon.com. You're listening to Jim Paris Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Jim Paris, editor-in-chief of the website ChristianMoney.com. You know, about a year ago, I started getting concerned about the cost of our family's health insurance, literally costing us thousands and thousands of dollars each year, and the cost continued to go up and up and up. And I started doing some research into an alternative called Christian Medical Sharing. And I learned that through a special law, a special provision, Christians are able to opt out of Obamacare and actually get into this alternative to traditional health insurance called Christian Medical Sharing. I decided to go ahead and move into a plan like that, and I'm saving a lot of money. Now, if you'd like to find out more about it, get more of the details to find out if it's for you or not, I've written an article on it. In the article, I give you more details, including I actually mention the organization that I decided to go with. If you'd like to get all of the information on this and find out if it might be for you, check out this website, medicalsharing.christianmoney.com. That's medicalsharing.christianmoney.com. All right, we are back. My name is Jim Paris, editor-in-chief of the website ChristianMoney.com. My guest tonight is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and you can go to his website and get a ton of information. It's pharmacistben.com, pharmacistben.com. He also has a live radio show, which is live from 9 to 10 a.m. Now, that's in the Mountain Time Zone. So in my world over here, that's 11 o'clock. I can hear it because I do listen to it from time to time. 11 o'clock in my time zone here on the East Coast. It's 1 hour each day. There's a link to that on his website. So even if you don't have a radio station in your area that carries the show, you can actually get to it on the internet and even get on-demand episodes right at his website, pharmacistben.com. Ben, I have a dilemma here. We're flooded with questions and we've got callers holding, but I want you to finish this 8-point thing. I wonder how quickly that you could possibly do that.
I'll give you just in a nutshell. There's two major vitamins, although if you divide them up, subdivide them, there's 13 of them. But the two major ones are water-soluble vitamins, B and C, and these are very, very, very important, and deficiencies are really critical and underappreciated because, Jim, every time you urinate, you lose them. So if you go to the bathroom 2-3 times a day, or if you go to the bathroom 2-3 times in the middle of the night, I should say, you wake up in the morning deficient in these nutrients, these water-soluble nutrients. The body uses these water-soluble nutrients for energy, for quick energy. These are highly electrical substances, especially the B-complex of vitamins. And I sometimes wonder how much of the crappy feeling we have in the morning or the crappy feeling we have in the middle of the day if we're going to the bathroom a lot is due to nothing more than water-soluble nutrient deficiency. And we know that the heart and the nervous system, and the skin, by the way, and the digestive system, those four systems are especially dependent on, because they're high-energy systems, on these energizing pixie dust, if you will, water-soluble nutrients. The B's and the C's activate. Remember, they're activators. These pixie dust elements are activators, and the B's and C's are highly electrical activators. The other class of vitamins are the fat-soluble vitamins, D, E, A, and K, and they're more long-term. They're more involved in activating long-term chemistry, building chemistry, how the body processes and stores minerals. is affected, how the immune system, genetic changes, how the immune system works. All of these are regulated in large factor by fat-soluble vitamins, sex hormones, growth and repair hormones. These are regulated by the fatty vitamins, vitamins D, E, A, and K. And those are stored, and their need for them is not as dramatic, although it's as important. It's just not as dramatic as the water-soluble electrical nutrients. And then there are the minerals. And the minerals are like little balls of energy, little shapes of energy. And each mineral has a different energy configuration or shape or signature, however you want to explain it, however you want to describe it. And that's what a mineral really is at its most fundamental level. It's just an energy shape, a very simple energy shape. And each one of these minerals, there's 60 or so essential ones that you absolutely have to have in your diet or you're going to be in big trouble, activates a certain type of chemistry in the body. And each one is important, Jim. Every single one. There's not one that's more important than the other, although there may be some that are used more than others. At the level of the chemistry that it's stimulating or initiating, they're all important. Selenium, iodine, potassium, magnesium, zinc. There are some that the body uses more certainly of, and the body is basically made up of a small 98 or 99% of the body is basically six minerals, nitrogen, carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, phosphorus, and sulfur. They call it CHNOP. And that's all we are. And then there's a smattering, maybe the rest of 2% of iron and calcium. Calcium's the bulk of it. And then potassium, magnesium, et cetera. Those are your essential minerals. And that's it. Now, you can go to VitaCause, you can look and you can go crazy. But at the end of the day, you need 90 essential nutrients. But to answer your question that you said, how do you get started? You get the starter kit. That's how you get started. It's very simple. It's called the Healthy Start Kit. And if you're deficient, one of the great gifts of the human body is if you're deficient in nutrients, your body will suck those nutrients up like a dry sponge sucks up water. It's in nutrient-sucking mode, which means as soon as you put nutrition in your system, as soon as you put these 90 essential nutrients in your system, within a day or less, you will start to feel better. Now, here's the thing, Jim. You don't want to look at nutrition as, oh, I have heart disease, what do I take for my heart? Or, oh, I have acne, what do I take for my acne? Or, oh, I have a thyroid problem, what do I take for my thyroid? Later on, you could do that. But the basic fundamental need that everybody has is to get the essential nutrients in the system. Remember that word essential, that key word. You have to have these elements in your body, or your body will not be able to do what it needs to and wants to do. It's a loving servant. It will help you through anything in terms of growth and repair, but you have to do the work. We have to do the work. And we have to provide the raw material. We don't have to do the work. We have to provide the raw material. And that raw material are these 90 essential nutrients that you can get them at the Healthy Start Pack. And if you like, I'm thrilled to take phone calls. You know, I love doing that. So.
Yeah, we're gonna take some calls. We've got some callers holding. We had two questions, though, that came in by email. Both of these questions are very, very interesting to me. There's 100 of them behind that, but I picked two of these out. Somebody is saying here that they had a miracle situation using something called Carnivora. And they had a miracle result. They're talking about a tumor that disappeared. Is this a good thing or a bad thing, Carnivora?
Here's the thing about Carnivora, and here's the thing about cancer, okay? Obviously, it's of concern. You know, I think most of us are, you know, one out of two is going to have some kind of cancer going to impact their lives, which include family members, everybody. So here's the deal with cancer. We all get cancer every day, Jim. Every single day we're alive, we get cancer. But our body has a very efficient system for cleaning those cancerous cells out. Cell growth and cell division is a very fragile process. There's many steps that are involved. There's a lot of chemistry that's used in cell division. In order for cancer to ultimately show up, that means the body, for the most part, there's weird kinds of immediate acute injury to cells, but for the most part, like radiation mostly, but for the most part, cancer takes decades to develop, decades. And the problem with killing cancer, okay, the problem with making tumors regress is cancer only lives in a polluted, toxic environment, period. A cancer cell is a cell that is your cell, Jim. It's your lung cell if you have lung cancer. It's your pancreatic cell if you have pancreatic cancer. It's your child. And just because when your child is dysfunctional or delinquent or rogue, you know, you could injure your child, you could kill your child, but there's going to be a price to pay. This is your cell. That's why chemotherapy is such a crazy therapy. It kills your own cells. your lung cell is your cell. Your lung cancer cell is your cell. So you don't want to kill the cancer. You want to change the environment that the cancer, that gave rise to the cancer. If you kill cancer with carnivore or anything else, what you're going to end up doing, and it's great, if I had a tumor, I'm not saying not to do it. I would probably do it. But the object of the game, the name of the game, is to create a pristine environment in the body. This is the sacred, this is our sacred obligation to the body and to God, if you ask me, is to keep the body in as clean a state as it can possibly be so that cancer does not arise. Now, what is it? It doesn't take a lot. It doesn't take a lot, Jim. It takes spiritual, mental, emotional, clearly, and then physically, nutrition and making sure you got some exercise and making sure you have oxygen. That's pretty much it. That ain't a tall order, but we can't even muster that. And so my problem, I'm not saying don't do carnivore, do carnivore, but what I'm promoting here, the message I want to get across is the body knows what to do if you give it the raw materials. It doesn't need anything extra. It doesn't need carnivore. It doesn't need anything else. And in any case, if you haven't changed the toxic environment but you kill the tumor, you still have a toxic environment. You can't keep killing. Why would you just keep killing the tumor? Eventually, your body's going to fall apart. Why not change the environment? Now, once cancer has arisen, a cancer cell is a cell that has reverted back in its genetics. It's gone into a primitive way of being because it couldn't get enough oxygen for the longest time, so now it's burning sugar. So as far as cancer goes, the best way to take care of cancer is to make sure your body has hardcore nutrition, and I would be doing intravenous nutrition at that point if I had cancer, but at least you should be doing the Mighty 90, whatever you could do, you should do, and calm the body down. Don't do anything that revs up the metabolism of the body or that causes the body to use up precious resources it should be spending on fighting cancer. You have cells called natural killer cells in your body. You have cells that kill cancer, that God has put into your system to kill cancer. But they need to do their work. These things need the raw materials to do their work. They need to be supported in doing their work. And this, to me, Jim, this is what we should be focusing on, this diversion, a diversion of resources and attention into medicine, into killing things, into forcing the body to comply to our will, despite the fact that the body obviously has a wisdom and an intelligence that we can't even dream of. I mean, Jim, you've got 100 trillion cells. What even does that number mean? And do you know what a cell is, Jim? A cell is a little being that produces through some incredible intelligence, knows and how to produce hundreds of thousands of chemicals. A cell, this little thing, knows how to produce hundreds of thousands of chemicals, and it's got hundreds of thousands of little molecules floating around, millions of little molecules floating around inside of it. It's got compartments. The cell is 1/100 the size of the head of a pin, and it's made up of subcellular compartments that are all held in place. We can't even fathom this divine intelligence.
Enough to make your brain explode if you think about it. Let's go to the phone lines here, and we've got Joanne in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Joanne, say hello to pharmacist Ben.
What's up, Joanne?
Hi. I love the show. It's very, very informative. I have a question about about arthritis.
Yeah.
And just the pain of arthritis, and I've heard everything from hyaluronic acid
things. Let me break it down. Let's break it down, okay? Arthritis is an inflammatory condition of the joint. Itis means inflammation. Arth means joint. So arthritis is, by definition, inflammation of the joint. Inflammation is a process that occurs as the body begins to break down, and arthritis is nothing more than Alzheimer's disease of the joint or diabetes of the joint, or osteoporosis of the joint, or pancreatitis of the joints, or hepatitis of the joints. You see where I'm going with this? It's all the same disease occurring in different parts of the body. And what we experience as the pain of arthritis is nothing more than a generic inflammatory process that occurs everywhere in the body, except in the joint. It's happening everywhere. So what you want to do is you want to start to figure out, number one, why is the body inflaming? And number two, how can I repair the inflammation? That's all you need to focus on. And they're both sides of the equation are important. You have to remove the pro-inflammatory factors, whatever those are. I'll tell you what those are here in a second. And you want to put anti-inflammatory factors into the body. Hyaluronic acid is a component of joints, but you need a lot more than that. It's a component of cartilage, I should say, but you need a lot more than hyaluronic acid. You need the mighty 90 essential nutrients, first and foremost. That's how you want to look at this thing. Number one, give yourself the basic building blocks, everything. And number two, focus on why toxicity is getting into the body. That's really what you have. If you have two sides of an equation, like in business, you're in the red or you're in the black in business. When you have arthritis, your body business is in the red. And it's a generic sign of the breakdown process, the aging process that takes place as our body continuously lacks nutrients and we continuously put toxins into the body. So what you want to do is you want to reverse that equation so you're in the black and not in the red. And that means, number one, removing inflammatory factors, and that most especially is food, and repairing digestive breakdown, because once things get into the blood through the digestive system, through leaks, they actually have leaks in the tube that is your digestive system, you get these leaks, and little particles of hamburger will go floating around in your blood. Now, I'm sure you're not a medical professional, man, but do you think it's a good idea to have little particles of hamburger floating around your blood? No. It initiates an entire inflammatory response throughout the body that you may see in your joints. And so staying away from specific foods, problem foods, is very, very important for arthritis sufferers, for all inflammatory disease, but especially for arthritis sufferers because it's so painful. Staying away from pro-inflammatory foods, and that's basically the foods most of us eat, the standard American diet type of foods. But you'll have to notice when your inflammation sparks up and stay away from those foods and then repair the gut. That's always the first thing to do when it comes to health and wellness, repair probiotics. Biolumin Nightly Essence, if you're going to go to my website, is a great probiotic product, digestive enzymes, lecithin. These are all for arthritis, man, but they're for your body.
I've got an email question here that probably plays right into this. They want to know about kefir. Is kefir a good thing to be taking?
Awesome. Yes, it's awesome stuff. But the problem with kefir is some people have milk problems, and they may not be able to do it. Kefir is a fermented milk type of product. But if you can handle it, it's a wonderful food. And a lot of the problems associated with dairy you don't have in kefir. So it's a great fermented food. All fermented food is great. All fermented food contributes to the gut, to the health of the digestive system.
All right. Now, our next question is coming in from the Chicago area. This is by email, and I'm just going to paraphrase here. This sounds like me. This guy's around 50 years old. He's having problems with belly fat and loss of energy. And he's hearing all these ads about testosterone supplementation.
I love that question. Look, if your body's not making testosterone, it's because it does not feel the need to make testosterone. What is testosterone? Testosterone is a growth hormone. It's a building hormone. It's an energizing hormone. It gives you drive. It gives you it builds your muscles. It makes your heart stronger. It's like a building element in the body, testosterone. When your body's not making testosterone, you know what it's doing? It doesn't see the need for building. It sees the need for sitting on the couch and protecting itself, and that's what the belly fat is. Belly fat and weakness over time, tiredness and fatigue are all a sign that the body is in breakdown mode. It's in sloth mode. It thinks winter time is approaching. It doesn't know it's summertime. See, the body only grows in the summertime from a programming background. It's designed to grow when there's a little bit of movement and stress and activity. That's when the body grows. The body doesn't need testosterone when it's not growing. So testosterone levels tend to drop as we're older. The way to get your testosterone up is to tell the body it has to grow by movement, by activity, by walking, by running, by lifting weights, by doing something invigorating, something stimulating. That's how you do it. And one of the fastest ways to make your testosterone is to practice intermittent fasting, to fast every once in a while, intermittently, and to reduce your caloric intake. That's one of the best ways, especially from sugar or anything that messes up your insulin, because as your insulin goes up, your testosterone goes down. As your insulin goes up, your female hormones go up. Female hormones, estrogen, they're really male hormones too, but we call them female hormones, and insulin are related. So the higher your insulin, because you're eating lots of sugar, the more feminized men become. I call it the Santa Claus effect. You know how when a man is young and virile, he's a Marine, he's 19, he's 20, he's 21, he's like kicking butt, and by the time he's like 60 or 70, he's got a big belly, and he's got a beard, and he's just, I call it the Santa Claus effect. He's just kind of slothful and jolly, and ha, ha, ha. That's because he's become feminized. And by the way, there's almost like a conspiracy of feminization that's occurring in our culture. It's like men are becoming very, very feminized, and part of that is because of processed food and sugar raising our insulin levels, which drops our testosterone. So instead of giving yourself a drug a prescription drug and sticking testosterone into a body that doesn't want to make testosterone, and instead forcing your body to comply to your will, what you need to do is figure out how to make your chemistry of your body more active by reducing your sugar intake, by fasting, by making sure you've got enough nutritional wherewithal to build testosterone, and by going out and doing some kind of physical activity, by moving your body around.
Now, we're going to hit you with this. This is going to be our last question so we can save time for you to tell us all about your website and how people can get in touch with you. Okay, this person is emailing us from Canada, and they want to know about blood pressure medication. They say that their doctor says they're going to be on it for the rest of their lives. Is there any way to get off
of
it?
That's one of the most evil things you'll ever hear. Yes, the body's generic response to stress is to raise the blood pressure. It will squeeze the blood vessels of the extremities of the body so that you get a higher pressure in the middle of the body. That's basically what high pressure is. High blood pressure is. It's a way the body has of forcing blood into an area that's not getting blood. The object of antihypertensive drugs are such a problem is because your high blood pressure is caused by the fact that some area is not getting perfused. It's not getting the blood supply. Now you're shutting off the blood supply even more by poisoning the blood pressure system. It is the stupidest medical strategy one of the stupidest, because there's a bunch of them, but it's one of the stupidest medical strategies you'll ever hear, to actually suppress the pressure to lower the perfusion, the saturation, the exposure of tissue to blood. So what you need to do if you have high blood pressure is you need to regard it as a sign of an overactive stress response system. We have two systems in the body, two major systems, a stress system and a relaxation system. High blood pressure, along with almost every unpleasant thing that can happen to the body, are a sign of excessive activation of the fear nervous system. This is a metaphor. It's like a metaphor for our culture and our world in the body. We are overdriven by fear. And when we're under fear, our immune system becomes suppressed and we get diseases and cancer. When we're under fear, tissue does not get does not get perfused because the blood starts to clot. When we're under fear, our brain shrinks. We have a more activated reptilian brain, survival center brain, and a shrunken prefrontal cortex, a shrunken ability to make good choices and to make executive decisions. All the things we hate about being alive are the manifestation of an overactive fear response. The quickest way to go into a fear response is to not get enough oxygen into the body. That's the primal fear. That's the fundamental fear, is lack of oxygen. So making sure you're practicing deep breathing techniques is the single most important health strategy you will ever employ. More important than nutrition, more important than water, more important than food. You can go for 4 days without water, or 5 days. You can go 30 days, 40 days, 50 days without food, but you can't go 3 or 4 minutes without oxygen. It is the primal, most fundamental way to initiate the fear response. So simply by deep breathing, breathing lower into the belly, making sure you're getting as much oxygen as possible, you can go a long way towards reducing the stress response and lowering your blood pressure. You can do it with a blood pressure cuff. If you take a blood pressure cuff and take your blood pressure and then spend 3 minutes deep breathing, slow deep breathing, and take your blood pressure again, you will watch it instantly in front of your eyes lower your blood pressure just as effectively, if not more effectively, than an antihypertensive with no side effects, no toxicity. This is the way God wants us to do it. That's why.
And Ben, with us, we've got only 30 seconds here. I want you to give your website and any other information you want to give it out.
Sure. PharmacistBen.com is my blog. My website is BrightSideBen.com. My radio program is called The Bright Side. Just Google Pharmacist Ben Fuchs and The Bright Side. You get a ton of information. And you can also Facebook me. I love getting Facebook. So, and put on there that you heard me on Chip Paris. That would be great.
All right, Ben Fuchs, thank you so much for being with us. Fantastic information. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. And, man, you got to check out his blog, because I know this went by really quickly. And I almost could probably get, do like a special 4-hour show with Ben Fuchs, because he's got so much information to share. But if you go over to his blog, pharmacistben.com, you'll see he's got a number of different like starter kits where they have everything all together. And that makes it look like it would be easy to sort of tap into his ideas and strategies. So we're going to call it a night here tonight. And we'll have some exciting details for you soon. on the program being carried by Genesis Communications Network on Sunday nights on terrestrial radio. So very, very exciting. And if it's 9 o'clock Eastern on Sunday night, it's Jim Paris Live. Jim Paris here as always to help you make the most of God's money. We'll talk to you next time.
You've been listening to Jim Paris Live. For more information about our program, visit ChristianMoney.com or send an email to jim@ChristianMoney.com. Join us next week for another live program.